Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. My name is Charles. How are you? Hope we are doing good. I had a wonderful week. I hope it is the same for you. I am sitting here trying to record this because this is the time I have to do this and it's in the morning. So let's get into it. I'm doing what I need to do as a human being. And it is okay for things not to be the way you want them to be sometimes. It is okay to be human because we are all human. At the end of the day, sometimes you have ups and downs and sometimes you feel great, sometimes you don't. That is life. I have been to therapy. I go to therapy and there is nothing wrong with therapy. Therapy is actually amazing. Going to therapy doesn't mean you are broken, doesn't mean you are not powerful, doesn't mean you are not strong. It shows that you are emotionally mature and you know that you need to deal with certain things. African people will tell you to pray, fast, and endure, but they won't tell you to heal. You will be shamed for being vulnerable, for saying that you go to therapy. I remember one time I was explaining to somebody, I said, oh, I go to therapy sometimes. I haven't been to therapy lately, but I do. And there is no shame in that. A lot of our people always feel like you should not be emotionally vulnerable to people. You should not show yourself. You should not speak. I want to make this extremely clear. Therapy is not a Western luxury. It is not a Western import. People have been doing therapy in Africa in so many ways. They go to speak to their elders, they speak to people and things like this. It is not a weakness. It is not you being rebellious. Therapy is not against God, your ancestors or your culture. Because I have had so many conversations where people say to me, oh no, why would I do therapy? Therapy is useless. You don't even learn anything from doing therapy. And I'll be like, are you okay? When you go to therapy, you need to find a therapist that is culturally competent, a therapist that you vibe with, someone that you feel comfortable with. Because if you are not comfortable with a therapist, you won't be able to do and go through that therapy with them. It will feel really, really weird to you. But if you match somebody that you vibe with, and you are on the same wavelength and they are culturally competent and they know what they are talking about, it is extremely beneficial. Queer Africans, LGBTQ Africans, carry wounds they didn't create. And therapy gives language to that pain. I remember one particular time I had this particular therapist and I was speaking to them. We were talking and talking. I was expressing myself and I was saying a lot of things. I was unpacking loads. And then it dawned on me. I had something they call aha moments, you know, epiphany, if that's the right word. And I'm like, oh, I should have done this already. And this is coming from me as someone that is extremely reflective. I am self-reflective a lot. But what therapy does is it guides you through what you need to do. And it is not wrong. This is why sometimes there's some of our people who say things like, oh, tarot is horrible. It is demonic. Therapy is demonic. Why should you go to therapy? Go and pray to God. Go to church. Go and sing in the church. Pray every day. Prayers is going to help you. There are a lot of people who are extremely religious, who pray all the time, who worship God all the time, that are still struggling mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. Everything is not going to be solved by prayers. You need to do the work to get yourself to a place where you feel amazing. Saying that you want to pray all the time for things is never going to make you feel better. Of course, it is good for you to go to communities and be in community with people, be it in a church. I totally get that. But therapy is powerful. It is a tool that is there to help you through your pain, through your trauma, through your struggles. It may be that you are in a situation where your family members are higgy and haggard, are wayward, and you are not able to be able to unpack some of the problems and the struggles that you're having with them. Therapy can provide you with that. If you are struggling with your sexuality and you are not able to come out and you feel like being gay is a sin, is evil, therapy can help you through that. Therapy can help you deal with so many struggles that you may have. What many gay Africans and queer Africans people are actually dealing with is insane. And I'm going to make it clear here. We are dealing with childhood religious trauma, family rejection, and conditional love. verbal abuse and threats, internalized homophobia, fear of being seen, hyper-independence, and people-pleasing, anxiety, depression, burnout, living double lives. You can never pray them away. Silence doesn't heal wounds. Because what happens is, you hear things like, we are not depressed here. This is not what happens amongst our community. We don't go through things like this. Do you know, one of my friends was going through it, was going through hell, and was really, really struggling. And they were told that is nothing that happens here. Get up and start doing something. No, you shouldn't be here and be sorry for yourself. And you can see that this person was clearly struggling extremely to the point where if you let them be, it may lead to them maybe doing something harmful to themselves. And what they say to them is, why are you being a softie? Why are you being a softie? Thank goodness they've gotten the help that they deserve because they were struggling with who they are. They think that who they are is a sin, that is a taboo. They feel so ashamed. And they just can't live their lives. And they were forcing them to get married to a woman. And this individual doesn't want to do that. So this individual is in a place whereby they don't want to be married to a woman. They want to live their life as a gay man, but they just can't because it's just horrible. You are put in a situation where you can't just live your life and be you. And that's not okay. That is why it is important to go to therapy. I know therapy is not accessible to everybody. But there's different ways you can be able to deal with your trauma and your struggles. Because being silent is never going to heal you. Speaking to people you trust sometimes can be a way of therapy for you. I was thinking about this not long ago. This was when I started doing therapy initially. And I was talking to someone. Oh, I went to therapy. And they were like, what the hell? Is that not demonic? That is when I realized why therapy is demonized in African communities. Things like, what will people say? I was asked this. This person said to me, oh, if people know that you're going to therapy, they would think you're mad. They would think you're crazy. They would think you're weak. They would think you don't have any control. You don't have any willpower. And then I sat down, I looked at them and I'm like, are you for real? Are you okay? Are you sure you're not stupid? You're crazy. You're the one actually who is sounding crazy to me right now. And they were like, no. And then during this conversation, I realized that a lot of our families have fear of you exposing family abuse. Because as someone who has gone to therapy, I know the things I have discussed, that I have said, that I needed to unpack, that I couldn't tell my relatives and people that are in my life the way I felt and the way I have been treated. And in therapy was when it dawned on me. I knew this anyway. I knew that a lot of my relatives did not love me unconditionally. I knew this anyway. I knew this. This was extremely clear to me. But in therapy was when I started to feel like, I shouldn't feel bad if I cut you off my life. I shouldn't feel bad if I create boundaries because I knew I was supposed to do this anyway, but I was feeling guilty doing that. Like, what will it be like? I will be a bad person if I don't show love anymore. I will be a bad person, a wicked person, if I choose not to support any relative of mine that is mean to me. And therapy helped me through this. Religion replacing accountability. Patriarchy that discourages emotional honesty. Elders confusing endurance with strength. To not be honest emotionally because you are a man, you're supposed to show powerful demeanor. You're supposed to be powerful. You're supposed to be strong. You shouldn't express how you feel. That is patriarchy. Religion makes you not to be accountable for anything. This is why sometimes they tell you, oh, you're going to go to hell because they don't want to be accountable for anything. Jesus will punish you and things like this. And the more this is clear to us as a people, as African people, the better it is for us because African culture respects suffering more than healing. And it is not the better culture of Africa. This is not the culture of our ancestors. The culture that we have here and now respect suffering more than healing. The culture we had pre-colonization was fine, was fantastic, was everything amazing. Because prior to that, all this religious nonsense, all this higgy and haga, all this you refusing accountability and using religion as a tool instead of a guidance, using religion as control was not there. Because the culture we have at this point in time does not care about your healing. They don't really care. The thing is, therapy tracing systems that survive on silence, because everybody wants you to be silent about how you feel. I will use myself as an example here. I was never, ever able to say so many things about myself, about my family publicly, because I was made to feel ashamed about it. I was made not to expose. So I was protecting people who harmed me. People who are mean to me, because I don't want anybody to think, oh, my brother is wild, my brother is wayward, or my uncle is mean to me and things like this. I was protecting the family structure. But I came to the realization that who am I really protecting? Who am I really protecting that does not care about me? Who doesn't care about my mental well-being, my emotional well-being, and how I feel and my safety? Who thinks that I'm going to go to hell anyway? So now, I share things that I want to share. I talk about how I have been treated by relatives, by friends, and things like this. And I don't fucking care. Because when you keep protecting people who harm you, you're not doing yourself any good, because you're never going to heal. Your healing starts from when you start speaking about what happened to you. The number of people who have been extremely wayward to people that are related to them and just sit there and laugh in your misery, in your pain, it's absolutely disgusting. What does therapy do? What does therapy do? Therapy actually does things that are simple. It is extremely simple. In simple terms, I will say that the way I understood it and the way it worked for me and what it did for me. It helped me name what happened to me. It will help you name what is happening to you. It helps you name what happened to you. It separates your identity from your trauma. It challenges internalized shame. It teaches you emotional regulation. It helps you build boundaries. It helps you stop blaming yourself. It gives you the tools, not just sympathy. It provides you with what to move forward and how to deal with any nonsense. It helps you not to feel pity for yourself. Therapy doesn't erase your past. I want you to know this. But it helps you stop living inside of it. Because you going to therapy doesn't mean everything that happened to you did not happen. It will help you stop feeling small, feeling less than, feeling horrible. It will bring you out of that box and bring you onto light and make you value yourself, make you understand yourself, make you know that you are not shameful, that you are amazing, you are wonderful, you are fabulous. Therapy is amazing. I do not know why our people frown at this. I do not know why our people look at it as demonic. And they've been made to feel like therapy doesn't work. There are a lot of people I speak to, sometimes who come on these social media streets to insult me. And I look at them and I'm like, you need therapy. I remember one time I was on TikTok live stream and was talking and somebody was saying things that are really, really horrible. And I could tell that they were struggling immensely with internalized homophobia. And I said to them, you need help. And they were like, yes, I need help. I need money. And I'm like, I mean, you need therapy. You need to unpack what is happening to you because this is not good. And this is how our people react. And they were like, no. They were insulting me and said, you need Jesus. That I need to repent, that is God that I need. And that is the problem. Therapy is important for queer African people, for LGBTQIA plus individuals. Therapy is absolutely important for us because many of us never felt safe at home. Many of us learned to shrink early in our lives because before we could even speak. I mentioned this last week's episode where I said where I grew up in Kano, if a boy acts a particular way or a girl, they will call you woman rapper or make a wine that you behave like a girl. You will be insulted. What happens then? You begin to shrink. You begin to go back into your shell. You will stop to express yourself. You will stop being who you are. Many of us, we are loved conditionally. Many of us are carrying generations of silence. You were not born broken. This is something that I have always known. But you don't go to therapy because you are broken, okay? You were not born broken. You were raised in a broken system. I want to repeat this again. None of us queer people were born broken. We were raised in a society in a system that is broken. Therapy helps you reclaim the self you had to abandon to survive. Therapy helps you to stand firm in your truth. Therapy helps you to know your left from your right in a very good way. Therapy teaches you to create boundaries. Therapy teaches you to know your worth. Therapy teaches you to know when you are disrespected. Therapy teaches you to know that you should not be a fool for people to love you. Therapy teaches you that you don't need permission from anybody to live your life. Therapy teaches you that you don't need approval for people who hurt you. Therapy teaches you to be strong, to be firm, to affirm in your truth. Therapy teaches you to live your life unapologetically. Therapy teaches you to be happy, to be amazing, to forget and not live in your past. Therapy tells you that your past is valid, but you should not allow your past to control you. Therapy teaches you to know how to love from afar. Therapy teaches you to move away and distance yourself from people who make you unhappy, who traumatize you, who tells you that you are less than. Therapy teaches you to be a complete human being. And that is what you should know. If you cannot afford therapy, there are a lot of people, maybe in your chosen family, that you trust that you can speak to. I know therapy is not accessible in that way because it is not cheap. But boy, it is important if you have the resources to go to therapy from time to time. Because we have been dealt with in a way where they think they can break our soul. But they can never, ever, because we are not broken. We have been told so many times to cope, to cope, to cope, to cope. No, therapy is amazing. Toxic coping mechanism is not what you need. Because what normally happens is that a lot of us are in denial. And that is the reality of things. No, don't be in denial. Accept that everything that happens to you, that has happened to you, happened. Do not deny that it did not happen. I have never been in denial of how life has treated me. But what did I do? As soon as I can afford therapy, as soon as I could afford it, I went for it and I go to it from time to time. There was something I really wanted to talk about to my mother that I couldn't express. And I wanted a second opinion. And I spoke to a friend of mine about it. I decided to speak to my therapist about this. And I was able to come to the realization that what I wanted to do anyway was the right thing because I was never in denial. Do not use coping mechanisms like alcohol and substance abuse. Don't do that. Never drink your pain away. You cannot drink your pain away. No matter what you do, that pain will still be there when your eyes are clear. You can take anything you want to take. You can drink any alcohol. You can smoke any weed you want to smoke. But if you do not deal with your problems in therapy and speak about it and get to the root of your problem, when your eyes are clear and you are sober, your problem will still be there. Rage is not a solution. You can be as angry as you want to be, scream at everybody, fight, but you still need to deal with therapy. You cannot have sex and fuck it away. You cannot fuck your trauma away. You can be hypersexual as much as you want, but you need to deal with it through therapy. You can shut down emotionally as much as you want, but you need to talk about it. Therapy is the answer. No toxic coping mechanism can help you. Therapy is the answer. Healing is healthier than surviving through self-destruction. I want to repeat this again because this is important. Healing is healthier in our lives than surviving through self-destruction. Because you drinking too much alcohol, taking substance, shutting down emotionally, sleeping with every Dick, Tom and Harry around, it's actually you endangering yourself. But you can heal by way of therapy, by way of speaking to people that matter, that can help you. That is how healing begins to happen. Do we actually even know what healing can look like? What does it look like? Healing is peace of mind. It is emotional clarity. It is better relationships. It is self-compassion. It is reduced shame. It is confidence in yourself without being aggressive. That is confidence without aggression. Look at me. I have always been confident in my life, all my life, because I was raised by a mother that said to me that nobody is better than you. You are the best thing on the face of the earth. I have always been a confident child. I have never ever been ashamed in my life. Maybe that is why it is easier for me to do some of the things that I do today and how I live my life, because I believe that nobody is better than me. Of course, I respect everybody. I know that you are good at what you do. I am going to support you. I'm going to respect you. I am going to be kind, compassionate, and things like this. But always be confident without being aggressive. Freedom from constant self-policing. And this is one of the biggest ones, actually, because a lot of us queer people self-police a lot. We do. We are looking at ourselves. Maybe that person knows I'm a homosexual. Maybe that person knows I'm gay. Maybe that person knows I'm a lesbian. Maybe that person knows I sleep with men. Maybe that person knows I am LGBTQIA+. Stop policing yourselves constantly, because it is not good for you. The thing is that healing doesn't make you perfect. You know what it does? It makes you extremely honest. I have always been someone that is honest, but my goodness, I am even more honest today. I have integrity. I respect people. I care for people. I will be honest until the rest of my days, because that is what healing looks like. No human being on the face of the earth is perfect, but you should try as much as possible to be honest in most of the things that you do. Honesty is really, really amazing. Honesty can take you a long way, because once you are someone that is honest to yourself and you are honest with people, people will trust you. They will trust your judgment. They will know that you stand on the good side of the world. Fear is something that needs to be addressed immensely when it comes to LGBTQIA+ individuals. Because sometimes when we think of therapy, we ask ourselves, what if I open old wounds that I don't want to open? And this happens in therapy. Once you start, sometimes it will open a lot of wounds, but you will heal. Therapy can be extremely uncomfortable. It is not easy. It can be emotional. It can bring up buried pain, things that you have forgotten. It can do that. But the thing is, ignoring those wounds doesn't make them disappear. What it does do is that it makes them rot inside of you. It makes them deal with you in a way where you don't like. So do not ignore that. You will heal. By bringing up those wounds to the surface, you will begin to heal. Do you prefer to have discomforts that are temporarily, that are temporal, or a lifelong damage? To me, temporary discomfort is better than lifelong damage. So I'd rather have that discomfort and have a better life and be happy with my life and happy with my situation for the long time. That is what you should aspire to. Feel the pain now and feel better forever, because that pain, that discomfort is temporary, and you can deal with it in that moment to have a better future, to have your peace of mind, to be at peace with yourselves. We have gone through a lot as queer people from Africa, and I want you to be clear with this. You don't need to earn rest. You don't need to suffer to be worthy. You don't need to punish yourselves to belong, because this is what we've been told time and time and time again. Wanting peace for yourself does not make you a weak person. It makes you a human being, because you are human. It tells that you are alive. It tells that you have blood running through your veins. Why would you not want peace of mind? There's nothing to be ashamed of at all. Choosing therapy is choosing yourself. It means that you want to have peace of mind. It means that you want to have your sanity intact. And there's nothing wrong with that. We need to redefine our strength, because strength is absolutely important. I am strong. I am powerful. My ancestors ride with me. They protect me. I have an inner core of strength in me. Let's redefine it together. African masculinity taught us to endure pain. Therapy teaches us to heal from it. And healing is the bravest thing you can do as a queer African person, as an LGBTQIA African individual. Healing is the bravest thing you can do for yourself, because therapy we provide you with all the tools required to do so. I remember one time on TikTok Live, I said that I go to therapy. Some of them were like shocked that I go to therapy. And someone left a comment in one of the videos on the podcast YouTube page and said, oh, you're one of the African people that goes to therapy. No, I don't think so. There's a lot of African people who go to therapy. And therapy is important. It will help you heal. I want you to always think about this. Your peace of mind or you not having your peace of mind. Healing or pain, create boundaries. Creating boundaries doesn't mean you hate people. It means you want to preserve your energy. You want to preserve your sanity. You want to be at peace. You don't want to be stressed unnecessarily. And therapy will help you in so many ways. Try it today. There's a lot of us that have been carrying so many things alone for a long time. And those things you've been carrying, you need to talk to somebody about it. To feel lighter. If you know anyone that you think needs permission to heal, speak to them today. Tell them that you don't need any permission from anybody to heal. Tell them that if it is safe and accessible for them, they should consider therapy. There are therapies online and some of them can be local depending on where you live. Some of them can be an elder in your village that is wise that you can go to. It can come in so many ways. Consider therapy. I want to leave this with you. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are the light. Being the light requires you to have peace of mind as well. Learn to preserve your energy because you deserve everything amazing. You deserve everything good. There is nothing wrong with you for being LGBTQIA+. You don't need to feel guilty about who you are. You don't need to feel ashamed about who you are. It is okay to be you. You were born the way you were born. You are born this way. You came out of your mother's womb, a gay person, a lesbian, a trans person, LGBTQIA+. That is who you are. Do not let anybody make you feel less than. I want you to know that you do not need permission, approval, or validation from anybody to live your life. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining the movement for visibility, representation, and truth. I am going to love you and leave you for now. Thank you for listening. Love is love. Have a wonderful time. I shall see you in the next episode.